Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is May 17th. It is Dream Theme Thursday 2018. Can you believe we're like on the other side of May already? And they're predicting crazy, crazy weather. I was just seeing little glimpses of the news, and I thought, holy cow. It's just, you know, every season has its theme. But we have a theme today, and that's about dreams. And I have to tell you, I got a call this morning, a call from someone who knew me and wanted to tell me their dream. And I'm like, you've got 2 minutes. And I'm going to start with that dream because it was a two-liner, someone who doesn't really mince too many words, but basically a two-liner, because this person was just talking about disengaging from someone that they just felt that didn't have their best interests at heart. So they wanted to no longer be close to that person, and they were telling me this just last night. So this morning, they're like, you know, I never remember my dreams, but I just had this dream and I remember this. So I have to keep them anonymous just because I know them, and it just wreaks havoc on everybody. But it's so cool because it's like, well, you know, out of all the people, I ended up dreaming about my dad. And my dad and my mom had another child, and I was playing with that baby. And I thought, oh, that's interesting, because your conversation last night was a really upset one about one of those two people. And so what happened was, once I knew the dream, I was like, wow, that's a healing dream. It was new life, just from two senses. I'm like, there was new life. Your parents were happy enough to be close enough to go through a duration of a pregnancy. So that means they were happy for some time. And you were playing with the baby, which means you've accepted that reunion. And you've accepted that they're both pretty good people, even though you may have problems with one or both of them at times. And it's like, oh, wow, I never thought of it that way. I was really upset that they had another child when I woke up. But in my dream, I was playing with the child. I said, that's a huge mental leap for you to accept. So it was a good way to start in the morning, just with new life, a new baby, reconciliation. Jeez, can you get better than that? That was very, very cool. So that was my quick dream, because I have two, little bit longer. I have one from, and it was Leah before Morgane, and she says, Dear Nadia, I had this dream. I dreamed that me and my husband would have been stuck at a train station overnight after the train was discontinued, but the train company said, we can't leave you here overnight, even though I thought they could, and they put us into a hotel, or we'd booked the hotel who had messed up the bookings, but they put us in one of the empty rooms. It was way better than expected. But then they moved us again into a way better room than what we paid for, probably worth hundreds of pounds a night, and we got it for free. I thought we shouldn't accept it, but my husband said it was their responsibility to give us the room, not ours. There were helicopter rides available for tourists. We went on one. I think it was inclusive, but when I wanted to go again, my husband didn't want to, but he said, if you want to go, you can go alone. I didn't want to go alone because I was scared of flying, and with him, that was less scary. But I had an agenda to find an Easter egg only visible from above that was hidden between the houses of the north built into the sea on wood pillars, and instinctively knew that it would only be scary as long as I didn't do it. so I made myself go in. I reached it 5 minutes before closing, but the pilot would fly you as long as you arrived before closing, as the ride was set to 15 minutes. And while flying, and especially back on the ground, I wasn't scared anymore. It was only scary if you didn't, but the doing took the fear away. Oh, if you didn't do it. Back in the ground, I excitedly told my husband, who said, good. I also dreamed that he'd given me 3 Qurans that I tried to like, but I couldn't. I asked him to read me out of one of them. Then I saw that the 3rd one wasn't even a Quran, but more like a personal notebook for some unknown Muslim, and it contained some prayers and self-written poems, as well as glued-in pictures. I actually really loved that. That helped me realize how I felt about the others. I decided to keep the one that sparked joy, but the others were difficult to let go of. Huh. A lot of just pushing your boundaries here. First the train is gone, you get a room. You get a nice room. Then you get a nicer room and you question it. But it's nice to just accept. If someone gives you something, just accept. I know it's easy to question everything. But as I was reading this dream, there was a lot of, I want to say, personal freedoms starting to show up in your mind, realizing that you're a different person than your husband, but you're together. Just like wanting to fly again without him, facing fear. Think about all the different things you are experiencing in this dream. I mean, it just was jumping all over the place. And at the same time, another thing that it's doing in here is that whatever you're scared of, you're facing it. Whether it was flying, whether it was seeing, you know, 3 Qurans that you wanted to read, didn't want to read, or didn't care about and then cared about, and then realized you don't really need to read them, but you do like the picture book. And it didn't bother you that it wasn't your background, or it is your background, or none of that bothered you in the dream. You just realize there are things you like better than other things. And you're starting to differentiate between what you like and what you don't, which is very cool, because you jumped. You went from, you know, being on a train. The whole problem wasn't that you weren't going to be on a train. You got treated very well. And then you went on a helicopter and your, you know, husband didn't want to go. And you went and you enjoyed it very much. And then you came back and you saw 3 books that you know, your husband had given you, and there were 2 of them that you really didn't care for, but you liked the more creative one. And when you say at the end, but the others were difficult to let go of, but you're still letting go. You still went on the ride even though your husband couldn't go. You still decided what you liked about the 3 Qurans that he gave you. You missed the train, that wasn't the big deal, and you got a great room. It's like, you know, there's a lot of, I know it sounds just like such a simple dream, but you're evolving and then evolving and then evolving. And we always are. However, you're evolving in things that you normally wouldn't have. Normally you would have just said, oh, I won't go on the helicopter because he doesn't want to go on. I don't want to go on by myself because it's scary. And you went on. And you actually had a good time. And you weren't scared anymore. It's like the dream I had earlier. Parents got back together and had a kid. And he accepted the kid. It's a lot of self-acceptance coming around. It's an amazing, amazing leap to go from complaining or trying to get away from things we can't change to facing them. And so far I've got 2 different dreams. One's only 2 lines and one is 3 paragraphs of accepting, of facing, of not feeling like, oh, and then this happened, and then this piled up on me, and this piled up on me, and you're just so overwhelmed. We're letting go of a lot of emotional weight. In one dream, you found out that good things can happen in the first paragraph. In the second paragraph, you found out you can try things that you normally would not have and you live to tell about it. And in the third paragraph, you made a decision that you just have more creativity in you and you're more drawn to that than really hard language coming at you. It's just knowing ourselves better every single day. And the better you know yourself, because there's some people who, you know, just making it through a day is a big deal, and there's other people who are out working, accomplishing things and making sure that they're, you know, continuously learning, and they're pushing their own envelope, which is an interesting way to look at it, but that's how I see it. At the end of the day, they're telling you, wow, I did this and I did that, and you're like, holy cow, when did you have time to do that? There's always time to do anything. And when we find the time to do it, we realize how little time it takes to do the things that we think it took people a ton of time to do. The only difference is you did it instead of walked around and said, oh, how am I going to do that? And so far, the two dreams showed us how. And the reconciliations that happen, those reconciliations, they are self-reconciliations. Because once we realize the reconciliations we need to make in life aren't with other people, it's with ourselves and how we accept anybody else. It's really pretty cool. So I have another dream. Says crazy dreams. This one is Susan Arick. And she says, crazy dreams. Just woke up after dreaming of being attacked by snakes. Little ones, various kinds. I was with two old-time friends, escaped by backing up to a tree, reaching for the branches and pulling us up. Snakes crawled into the laundry basket underneath and disappeared into the laundry. Then I was in a terrific fight with my parents about the fact that I ripped my clothes and was out shopping with them like this. Yet I had no other clothes. My mom got upset that I was walking around like this with them. I was hurt, started yelling, turned around, and left crying. Then they came back for me, but I was determined to look for different company. I had enough. Then I was with the Pope and his staff. Yeah, we were friends. We were friends. He was freaking out. Now who? The Pope was freaking out because he started seeing the inside of upstairs rooms with his mind's eye. I was helping him to understand what's going on. I got it all. I could even see his visions. That's an interesting dream because you would think, okay, you get attacked by snakes. But snakes actually in a dream don't mean like, you know, when someone says, oh, you're a snake. They're actually bring about new birth because snakes shed their entire skin over and over again. They'll shed their entire skin. It'll look exactly like the snake, only the body's not in it. And it also shows that you can leave parts of yourself behind that you've outgrown and continue growing. And it's funny that they were various kinds of snakes. It wasn't like one kind. So you could say, well, was it special because of this kind? But every snake is going to do that. So here you are in getting into a new place again, a new life again. And you're with old-time friends. And you guys got away from the snakes. And then the snakes just went away. When snakes can easily crawl up a tree, they didn't. They were just in your dream enough to let you know times are changing again and growing. But then you had a fight with your parents because your clothes were ripped and you're out shopping like that. So they were looking at that as disrespectful. But you had no other clothes. Your mom got upset. You were hurt. You started yelling. You turned around and left crying. The fact that you went back to the relationship with your parents, even though you've grown and you've matured and you've become an adult, and at this point in time, at your age, they've already had you, had been married, had gone through all these things, and they were taking care of you as best they could. And you're realizing that now. So now you went back to them because it's the only place that you feel you can express hurt. So you expressed it with them. And you left crying. Came back to get you. And you were determined to show them that you could do it without them. It's very interesting. Because you'd had enough. And sometimes when we have a dream that we're fighting with our parents, well, not sometimes, pretty much, there's this thing where they never really leave us for dead. We're so busy thinking of ourselves that we don't think that they have feelings and they understand or they matter. It's just they're the parents. And you want to run away like the child. And you want to cry because you didn't feel understood. But they come back and they look for you. And the only reason why is because they would care about you. They can easily say, well, she's an adult. She'll get over it. She'll be fine. And just disconnect from it all. But in truth, you needed them. You needed them to get upset at you so that you can let out whatever you needed to let out on them because they're the safest people to do that with. They're just the safest people to do it with. And then you're able to get that out enough to go on. And so now you're with the Pope, which is like, you know, for all intents and purposes, the ultimate parent, right? He's understanding. He's going to listen and he's going to give advice. So you left the people you know and love. You left your friends. You left the snakes. You got through all of that. And then you meet what you believe in the dream is now the highest authority. And your friends. And he was freaking out. Now, he would be probably the last person to freak out, but he was freaking out because he started seeing the inside of upstairs rooms with his mind's eye. And you were helping him to understand what's going on because you got it all. So you look at yourself as you have this knowledge in life, whatever it is, doesn't have to be mystical or, you know, woo-woo or out there or whatever, but you could even see his visions. But in truth, what you really want is you want to be the pulp. You want to be a person that people go to the way you went to him. So you adopted him, were him. You're like, hey, I get what's going on. I could even see what you see, even though he's seeing it and he, according to your dream, doesn't know. You do. So you're looking at yourself as somebody who's becoming an authority in your own right when it comes to understanding. It's really cool. Because this dream is, it took you from being with friends to parents, first being in what would feel like attacked, then being with friends, saving yourself, being with parents, letting out your steam, and then going back into life where you belong, where you believe you belong, and that is in helping people, even people that would normally look on the outside ahead of you, in helping people. You're starting to adapt the personality of growth, because with the snakes, you shed the skin, the old skin. And then once you break through that and you save yourself, the snakes go away. You don't need to have that reminder. Then you remind yourself through your parents that you're still okay, and you fight for yourself, because that's what parents are there for in so many ways. We don't realize it. I remember when my mom was alive, and I would say things to her because I needed to ask her something or tell her something, almost like a confessional. And I knew what she was going to say back, and I knew it was going to make her very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable to hear what I was going to say and deal with it. And I knew that. But you know what happened is I would tell her anyway. And I would tell her anyway because I needed to hear her say what she needed to say, because I needed to push back. I needed to grow. I needed to fight it out mentally so that I can hear myself and grow. And she was that person. And a lot of us use our family that way because we know that they know us. We know they're not going to turn on us. We know that they're not going to be upset with us. They might get heated. They might question us. They might say, you know better than that. But that's what we're looking for. Whether it sounds like it or not, that's what we're looking for. So whether you're the kid who's still the kid and needs your parents to do that, which I did literally until my mom died, I did it. I was in my 40s by then. But grew me, and now my kids come to me that way. It's one of the rites of passage in families, because your measuring board always pushes the envelope of what you were taught. And then you go out into the world and you see what exists in the world and you take it and push it against the measurement that you were taught. And that's when you start to think, wow, I have grown past what my parents have taught me. And you want to feel that. You want started that way. When they were shopping with the parents in a stroller, they were still carrying a little iPad or a phone and swiping. So they're going to know more than us, but they don't measure the technology because they think, well, that didn't exist during my parents' time, so, you know, okay, they don't know that. But on the emotional things, on the tradition, everything starts to get challenged as we grow older. So when you have a dream where you're pushing against your parents and you're still fighting with your parents, you're still a part of you is trying to break away and show that I'm okay, I can take care of myself. Look, I just took care of the Pope. The Pope's my friend. Don't you know who I am? And like, yeah, we're your parents, and you're our kid. So it's a very interesting dynamic when you have a rebirth in your dream. You go back to your parents to work your stuff out because in a weird and interesting way, you fighting them still makes you feel like you're going out into the world and learning more than they know, past what they know. Dreams are nothing but a release valve, because we have no boundaries on our dreams. The minute we wake up in a boundary. We wake up in only seeing what we can see with our eyes, at least initially. we wake up with the fact that we have to get up and go somewhere by a certain time. And we wake up to the fact that we're probably going to get an hour or two only in the whole day to do what we want to do, if we even get that. So we're in one boundary, underneath another boundary, underneath another boundary. But when we go to bed, all that's gone. It doesn't even know what a boundary is. It's like your brain is awake when you're asleep and more, I want to say, structured when you're awake. But the dreams we have are meant to give us some leeway in thought. So now you have dreams like that, and then you wake up in the morning, and those boundaries are what? Dream. It impacted me, but I don't know why, because it was so off the wall. Snakes were chasing. You're learning. Like you went through birth with the snakes, then you to the parents who raised you, to who you've become. Boom, 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 in the dream. But if you read that dream, you don't think of it that way. You get stuck on the fact that the person was chased with snakes, and you're like, you were chased with snakes? How did that feel? Were you scared? Oh, you had a fight in your parents? Do you fight with your parents a lot? Do you disagree a lot? Oh, but then you saw the Pope. What did the Pope have to do with it? And then you start thinking like that, because that would be obvious. But it's a progression of a baby to an adult. Right before your reading. I want to say before your eyes, before your hearing. Or more game, just looking at now branching out, not needing her husband to do things with her. Or the person who called me, who saw a reconciliation and a baby, a new baby being born. But all of these dreams were of people being born. It's very cool. Isn't that interesting? For today, enjoy what exists and what doesn't exist around you, and let your mind expand. And I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday already. I can't believe it. I will see you guys then. Put your questions on chat, or you can put your questions in the, on the Facebook page. I always want to say on the radio page, but also on the Facebook page. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.